Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Even though it's April in Bloomington and the Little 500 has just taken place and graduation is right around the corner, we never stray too far from basketball conversation in our fair town. And last week, the Big Ten Conference announced the 20-game league schedule for each of the 14 conference teams for the 2018-19 season. Why is this important? Well, it's the first time in conference history each team will be required to play 20 games to win a Big Ten regular season championship. The good news for basketball fans, number one, it eliminates two games that could otherwise have been opponents, maybe not as desirable as a conference opponent. Number two, it will guarantee Indiana and Purdue playing annually twice per season. That has been one of my biggest complaints since the Big Ten went to 14 teams and the unbalanced schedule was, you're leaving the fans out. Give the fans what they want, and they did. Archie Miller's second season will see Nebraska, Ohio State, and Wisconsin only once on the schedule. Those three games will all be in Bloomington. Maryland, Minnesota, and Penn State will all be on the road, just playing those teams once. And home and away, Illinois, Iowa, Michigan, Michigan State, Northwestern, Rutgers, and Purdue. It's an exciting time for Indiana fans because they get two better basketball games and they get two guaranteed matchups with their rivals, Purdue. And the other good news about next year's Big Ten regular season schedule, it will be played at a normal pace. The Big Ten tournament returns to Chicago, and it won't be a week early like it was this year at Madison Square Garden in New York City. The Reds are at the Great American Ballpark tonight hosting Atlanta. Our coverage begins at 6:30. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Former Indiana football captain Terry Tallon has donated $2 million to the Indiana University Bicentennial Campaign for Athletics to help the renovation of the football team area in Memorial Stadium. In recognition of his gift, the area will be permanently named the Terry Tallon Indiana Football Complex. Athletics Director Fred Glass on how important this is for Indiana University and the football program.
The new and renovated facilities in the complex will include the Trent and Julie Green locker room, coaches locker room, team lounge, recruiting area, equipment room, and the Dr. John M. Miller training room. The Terry Tallon Indiana Football Complex will open for the 2019 football season, and Terry's generous gift is the largest one ever made to IU Athletics by a former football player.
Head football coach Tom Allen weighs in on the importance of recruiting and this gift.
I really appreciate Terry and Diane, and have I got to know, you know, Terry here this last year, and appreciate what he represents with our program, and obviously, as been stated, the impact of the facility is going to be huge for our program. So I just really can't say enough. Thank you for the investment back into our current players. Obviously, they'll be the beneficiaries of it. Physically, to be here on a daily basis, but you can't put a price tag on what it means for recruiting. And I know that even as a staff in this very room here on our Saturday practices, we always introduce all the recruits, and the first thing we say is it's always about recruiting here at Indiana. And it is, because as we say as coaches, we're a lot smarter coaches and we got better players.
You have to be able to recruit in the Big Ten East, and there's no doubt this gift will help the Hoosiers keep up in that department. Reds on the radio tonight, hosting Atlanta at 6:30. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith. I'm Mike Glasgow.